All right, it's 1:02. We'll call our special meeting of Wahali PIDs numbers 1 and 2 to order. We've got two of our three board members, Dave and John, are on. Shelby's on from CLA, and then myself and Betsy from our office. A couple preliminary action items here. Conflicts of interest, we have them on file. Dave or John, any additional disclosures?
None for me.
Nope.
All right, thank you both. Lauren's joining too, Shelby. Approval of the agenda. If it looks good, I'd entertain a motion to approve as presented.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
And I'll second.
All right, thank you both. I'll skip the all in favor since you're the only two board members today. Public comment number three. We don't have any public on, so we can skip that one. We've got approval of meeting minutes from November 25th. I'll pull those up and go through them so you can take a look to read them. Just give me just a second here. All right, there you go. Minutes are on your screen now. As you recall, this was a pretty quick meeting. We just did an executive or closed session to talk about the bankruptcy matters. Scroll down a little bit so you can see it all. Give you a second to look it over, and then if it looks good, entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Have you had a chance, John, to review it?
Yep.
All right. I make a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting.
And I'll second that.
Great. Thank you both. Right. Getting back to the agenda, that gets us down to the tentative 2025 budget amendment. Shelby and Lauren, you want to take this?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Blair. So, John and Dave, the district already amended its 2025 budget to account for some higher administrative costs. We're proposing a second amendment. We've received some bills from Spencer Fain for their services as bankruptcy counsel to the district and just really didn't know what to estimate for that initially. So, Blair, I don't know if you have that schedule, otherwise I can share it. But we are proposing an amendment of total expenditures. Original budget was 52,000, amended was 66, and looking to amend that to 152,500. Accounting costs, our costs are also coming in a little bit higher, just with kind of various requests through developer trustee and just through kind of everything going on. And then legal, you can see increase substantially. Again, that includes general counsel through WBA and then bankruptcy counsel with Spencer Fain. Any questions? Hearing none, what we are looking for today is a motion to adopt this 2025 tentative budget amendment, and then we do need to select a date for a public hearing. So I don't know if it makes sense to look at calendars now, and then once we have that date nailed down, we can entertain the motion. So
You
we have.
know, go ahead, John.
Go ahead, Dave.
No, I was just, with this increase in it, and then with homeowners there that are upset about this current state of things, is there any sort of liability? I certainly don't want to be in the crosshairs of, increasing a budget that then has blowback with homeowners or with the district or city. I guess
Yeah.
that's
I guess, Dave, I would answer that in the way of, these were all necessary costs for the district with the circumstances that have been going on. And so, through the legal services, the district has incurred more than what was initially budgeted. So, to be in compliance with state law, the district needs to do the amendment. So, certainly understand kind of the, feelings throughout the community, but just a necessary item to do for compliance.
So
John.
it actually tripled. It went from 52 to 152.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we have sufficient cushion, I guess, in legal and accounting, since December hasn't closed out yet. But yeah, I think certainly the bankruptcy council, those fees were quite a bit higher than, well, I would just say again, hard to kind of estimate, and just with the work and time that they put in, I think total estimates close to $50,000 for their work for 2025.
Wow.
So what are you looking for us to do on this, Shelby?
So we will need to hold a public hearing to kind of formally adopt the tentative budget. So perhaps we can take a look at calendars really quickly and nail down a date before the end of the year. Again, it should be a really quick meeting. We do need to have at least 7 days to be able to publish that. So earliest would be kind of later afternoon on the 22nd. And I believe WBA's offices are closed that week, so I don't know what their schedules are
That's
looking
fine. I'll attend, Shelby, whenever the board's available. So, no
like. Okay.
problem.
So I think the 23rd would certainly be an option, or the 29th through 31st. So Dave and John, what do your calendars look like?
I would rather do it that 29th through the 31st. Maybe that 29th. I don't know what yours looks like, John, but next week's a little crazy, but whatever. John, what
Would
works for you? You're muted.
Oh, the 29th works for me.
Okay. Does the 11 a.m. work for everybody?
Sure.
Yeah, works for me.
Okay. Cool. So the motion we're looking for today is to adopt the 2025 tentative amended budget and set a public hearing for December 29th at 11 a.m. for the same.
Yeah, I make a motion to adopt the proposed amended budget and set a hearing for 11 a.m. on the 29th of December.
And I'll second that.
Okay, thank you both.
All right. Anything else, Shelby, for financial type matters from you?
That was it for today.
All right. John and Dave, any items you wanted to discuss before we adjourn?
None for
Nope.
me.
All right. Sounds good. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn then.
Okay, I make a motion to adjourn.
And I'll second it.
All right. Thank you both.
Okay, thanks,
Appreciate it.
guys. Have a Merry
Thanks.
Christmas. Yeah, have a
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. We'll see you on the 29th.
All right, we'll see
Okay.
you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.